George Salamis, Integra Resources. How are you, my friend? How's it going?
Andy, pleasure. Pleasure to meet you this morning.
It's great to spend some time with you. We're at the 2025 Rule Symposium. I first met Integra a year ago. They've had quite a run the last year. Let's start with about, instead of talking about the run, which we'll get to in a minute, we'll pin that idea. Let's start about who you guys are and where you guys are at in the project. So who are you guys, where are you guys at, for the people that know, and what are your projects?
So the Integra group is essentially the founders were, the company was Integra Gold. And it's largely speaking, it's the same cast of characters that mobilized Integra Gold to success. And so our track record is really one of identifying assets that are unloved, maybe underfunded, and doing so at the right time. And so this is what we did with Integra Gold, identifying a past producing asset the first time around in Northern Canada, in Northern Quebec, at a place I used to work underground as a geologist, and basically making a discovery, a high-grade discovery, on the cusp of pushing it into commercial production. We were taken over at a very high price, a great win for our shareholders, kept the band together, so we moved into Integra Resources with the same flavor, but this time really focused on the Great Basin of the Western U.S. and really repeating the same recipe book, if you will, which is looking for unloved assets, maybe were shut down during low gold price environments, but perform really well when the commodity prices go up, when the precious metals prices go up, which is the case of Delamar, which is the case of Florida Canyon, which is what we just acquired. And so putting these assets together and assembling what is essentially 10 million ounces in the Great Basin, which is a great place to explore and produce.
10 million ounces, would become a tier one asset, correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct.
That's what you have now, or that's what you're going towards? Tell our listeners.
That's what we have now.
So that's crazy, crazy good. That's a lot of metal.
It sure is.
So comment about that. Where are we at then about really getting it out of the ground or proving it's there? What steps do you need to go to? And is there more more metal that you can find?
Yeah, so maybe starting with our producing assets, so we're new to the production game.
Pardon me, yeah, I did know that, but yeah. Go ahead, comment about that.
No, so, and that's a key piece of the story because...
It is a key piece of the story because you're a junior still.
Well, correct, and we're still sort of in that valuation, we're being valued as a junior, yet we're producing all this gold right now. So late last year, we bought a producing asset, Florida Canyon.
Yeah.
And sort of net of the cash in the acquisition, we paid, roughly speaking, about $35 million for it. And it's an asset that has been in production for well over 20 years, but in the hands of many. Was never sort of touted as a low-cost producer, but in times like we have right now, with the gold price above $3,000 an ounce, these assets are highly leveraged to the gold price. They perform very well. And so for us, Florida Canyon is performing exactly what we wanted it to do, which was to support the company in the paying the bills for everything else. So we don't have to come back to the market annually, which, as you know, involves a lot of brain damage for people in the development space. It's the death knell of all of us.
You're talking my love language as an investor. So that was a strategic acquisition. And I'm really pleased that you did do that, because the issue I see, and it is a risk because you're, again, that's money coming out, but the issue that most in your miners do, and you're a geologist by trade, a geologist wants to drill a bunch of holes.
Yes.
That's very cash out.
Yes.
And then go raise the money.
Right.
Dilute my shares for drilling more holes.
That's right.
So what I try to look at, there's two different camps, and that can be a way to get to the goal, right?
Yes.
So not fully shunning that, but what I do prefer is internally finance. How do you internally finance? Have assets that are producing cash flow.
Right.
So music to my ears, this is somewhat rhetorical to me and you, but how much cash flow are you producing, and can you mostly or fully finance your endeavors now?
Well, so just sort of simple math here. Yeah. So when we acquired the asset, and currently the cash in the treasury is just over $60 million.
Yeah.
In addition to that, based on what it costs us to produce an ounce of gold at the mine site, and based on the fact that, you know, 70-75,000 ounces a year is the aiming mark for us, $50 to $70 million of cash flow annually from that operation is what it will generate.
Right.
We're reinvesting now heavy back into that mine because we have the means to do it, because the gold price is high. Now's the time to be doing things like that.
Yeah.
But no, from a cash perspective, we're in a very healthy position. We've never been healthier from that.
Right. How much cash do you have on hand?
Just over 60.
Just over 60. Yeah. Music to my ears. And that's US or Canadian?
US dollars, yeah.
I knew that, but yeah, good answer. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about then the growth then. How do you unlock the full value of the projects?
So again, starting at the top with the producing asset. So this is an asset that's been largely unloved in the hands of its other owners for a long time, right? And so the first thing that we noticed when we did our due diligence on this asset was there are a lot of areas where with smaller sums of money are reinvested can do a lot of great things to this mining operation. So yeah, that's our step one for this year. As I mentioned, $50-60 million is what we're investing back into the operation this year. We're redoing a lot of the fleet, the haulage fleet, which allows us to convey or drive ore from the open pit to the crusher or directly to the heap leach in some cases. And so we're redoing that. And that what that's going to do is it's going to have a lot of long-term knock-on benefits in terms of lowering costs in the long term. We've got some capital projects on site to catch up to. Again, previous owners maybe didn't keep up with routine expenditures, so we're catching up on those. But again, that's all in an effort to make a great mine with a six-year mine life even greater. We think 7, 8, 9 years is entirely possible based on what we see now in front of us. I mean, this acquisition for us, $35 million net cost for something that produces $50 to $70 million
a
year.
It's a steal.
It was. Yeah. And so that's mission number one for us. Bed that down. Get that, take a good mine and make it better. Step number two is our larger development projects, yep. Delamar, which was the original raison d'etre for this company. Delamar, past producing mine. We're in the throes of permitting right now. It's going to be a much larger producer relative to Florida Canyon, but for us that really is the prize. So we have two things to do over the course of the next 6 to 12 months. Really get it sort of firmly down the track of permitting, and it's one of the most advanced permitting projects in the Great Basin right now, and also get a feasibility study done and dusted on this project as well. And tremendous value on this project. I mean, yeah, this is a 5 million ounce resource base. It'll be a low cost producer, pretty simple heap leach operation, large employer for the state, pretty easy, we believe, from a permitting perspective. So it's got a lot going for it. And immediately behind that, we've got Nevada North. That has the capability of being an 80 to 100,000 ounce a year producer as well. So if you start wrapping up all of these pieces of production, you quickly go from junior producer to mid-tier producer.
Right.
Right? And that's
a re-rating, that's all of that.
Which is, I'm sure, why you invested in it.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that I really love about Integra is, again, there's this plan, and the plan is really to go into production, which is what you became.
Yes.
Music to my ears as an investor, but walk me through really to the end of the year, the catalysts that are going to keep the momentum that you have going in the stock price and that are going to reward investors like myself and attract new investors, which is the audience.
So lots of catalysts in terms of the next 6 months. So
yes.
So maybe we'll start at Delamar first, because Delamar is really occupying our attention right now. So those catalysts are essentially permitting. and something called the notice of intent to proceed into NEPA, the federal permitting process, which is well underway. But that's an official document which we expect to receive sometime in the next 3 to 6 months. That really signals the start of that 2-year NEPA clock for us. That's going to be big news because, you know, let's face it, I mean, there's a lot of doubt and concern, I guess, in the minds of mining investors. Can they get this project permitted? Permitting has typically been difficult. Under the current political regime that's in power in Washington, seemingly easier now. So again, you know, hitting that switch for us is going to be a big deal. A feasibility study in the next 6 months, also a big deal.
Huge.
On Delamar. And then moving into the early part of next year, with all this reinvestment that we're making at Florida Canyon, in the fleet, in other things that we're doing, capital projects along the way, we'll be putting out a new feasibility study on Florida Canyon, which will show the next 6 to 9 years of what Florida Canyon will look like there.
Yeah.
Not on something that needs a permit, it's permitted, it's operating.
Right.
And just showing operational longevity beyond six or seven years. And so, yeah, the next 6 to 12 months are gonna be huge for us.
We're gonna be huge. Yeah. Let's end with this is what, one of the, I mean, you believe it or not, I really look at share structure where you're listed and priced. The thing that I noticed, the very first thing that I noticed about Integra, you're New York Stock Exchange listed.
We are.
I don't know what you say about that, but congratulations and well done on that. But comment about, okay, let's talk about how many shares fully diluted you got, where are the options written, and again, me looking at this as a shareholder, very interested in that.
Okay, so basic, I think, is 168 million.
Really tight.
Really tight share
for
structure.
For where you're at.
For where we're at right now.
Yeah.
No need to issue equity, which is awesome for the next foreseeable
future. Speaking my love language. Yeah.
Until we're financing Delamar as a construction project, and that's 2 or 3 years out. And so, no, the U.S., the NYSE listing has been great. Wasn't always easy in the beginning because we weren't seeing the benefit. We're seeing it now. In terms of our trading volume and liquidity, it's gone from dominantly TSX to dominantly NYSE. And I think that's just gonna keep going.
I think you're right.
It's a made in USA story, really. It tells really well in, you know, conferences like this down here because we are a great base. And we are a Western US focus.
Yes.
And it'll remain so. So NYSE is a great place for us to be. Great liquidity, great shareholders there.
Yeah. George, if people want to find out more about you, how do they do that? Where do they go? What's your ticker symbols on both the TSX as well as on the New York Stock Exchange? How do people buy you if they want to buy you?
So ITR on the TSX, ITRG on the New York Stock Exchange. Go to our website, IntegraResources.com. And if you want a bespoke, you know, let's have a one-on-one. There's a button. I forget where it is, but it's pretty close to being clickable. As soon as you get to our website, you can schedule a meeting with myself, and I'll give you the 15-30 minute pitch. Answer any questions you might have.
Excellent. As to all of our viewers and listeners, again, I am an investor. This is not investment advice. Do your own due diligence. George, I want to thank you so much for spending the time talking with me and my viewers.
Andy, thank you so much.
Take care.
Great to meet you.